In the wilds of Princeton were you never taught of the mighty sufferings intolerance has brought, not in Europe only, but also here it's true. Allow me then to now relate that history to you. The pilgrims of New England fled to her rocky shore, convinced the church they'd left behind was ruled by Babel's whore. They had quite a list, too long here to relate, of the sins both large and small that they would not tolerate. Toleration, toleration is a curse to every nation. Give a place to sin and you will find toleration, toleration leads to nothing but damnation in a burning hell for all mankind. Will virtue tolerate sin? Will God tolerate Satan? Consider, please, this fellow here, once a sheer disgrace. Now he is a Christian, dear, saved by God's good grace. Every time his mouth did open, out would pour a curse, an insult or profanity, or something even worse. Now whene'er his mouth is opened, one hears praises sung, and all it took was prayer, and a hole bored through his tongue. If we had been tolerant of his woeful wrongs, you would not hear the gent singing joyous songs. Sing.
Toleration, toleration is a curse to every nation. Give a place to sin and you will find toleration, toleration weak to nothing but damnation in a bone and hell for all mankind.
You have failed our brother here, a last named and proclaimed.
You've changed him on the outside, but inside he's the same. All your laws and penalties will never conquer sin. Trust instead the holy light that leads you from within.
Devout and brave and Hutchinson did not act alone. Quakers such as Mary Dyer made their presence known. Repent of all your bloody works, the ways of peace embrace. Harpies, harlots, heretics, get thee from this place.
Toleration, toleration
is a curse for every nation, giving devils freedom to deceive.
Toleration, toleration,
while you lead us to damnation, you are free to do what's right or leave. Exiled to the wilderness, alas, poor Anne was slain by a native's arrow, but Mary once again went to preach in Boston, where on being seen, she was hung quite promptly there upon the green. Baptists such as Roger Williams soon sent forth a call. Between the church and government, we should erect a wall. Exiled to Rhode Island, that was his intent. Alas, success was limited, so on the whole mess went. Intolerance and ignorance of man's most basic rights. Until John Locke, philosopher, brought forth reason's light.
Toleration, toleration is the hope of every nation. Give a place to reason and you'll find toleration, toleration will ensure the exaltation of the rights belonging to mankind.
Toleration, toleration, toleration.
Colonel Mason, I'm quite familiar with this, and though I have the highest regard for Locke and Williams and the others, I know that their toleration had its limits. For instance, it did not extend to atheists, Quakers, Antichrists, and Catholics. Especially Catholics.
But they lived over a century ago and thus were influenced by the prejudices of their time.
Some of those prejudices still remain, sir.
But they will soon evaporate. As the race becomes more enlightened, people of all faiths will put aside their differences and embrace the virtue of toleration.